This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Got a note from a guy, his name is Greg. Yeah, Greg. He says, just want to shout out to you, KJ, for the wonderful show you give me every night. I'm in total agreement with you. And why can't people get some sense in their heads that this country was in deep trouble if the Democrats had won the election of 2016? I lost my job for viewing my elation for Trump winning. I think he means for showcasing that. And also commenting about transgenders getting free surgery to transform. Which, for the record, why should we be paying for your surgery because you believe God made a mistake? It has nothing to do with us. Look, that would be like somebody saying, I want to pay for you, Kevin, to get a breast enhancement or something. What? Look, that has nothing to do with the American public. We have no responsibility for that. Well, how could a guy get fired for saying, I don't agree with paying for somebody's, you know, little issue? That's just ridiculous. Anyway, he says, just like you, I voiced my freedom of speech, got fired. It's all good. I'm not going to say the company, but he says the company stock is tanking. Maybe it was good. I got a better job close to home afterwards. Keep up the great show, my friend. I would work for you any day. So, Greg, I appreciate the note. Congratulations on getting a better job closer to your home. And here's what I will tell you about those types of things. When people, you know, you get fired. My son didn't make a baseball team. He tried to make a baseball team, and they didn't make it. It was already set. They had already picked their kids and all that, but they still did tryouts. And I swear, I went to watch, and the coaches were on their phones as these kids were doing stuff. My kid was smoking the ball. I'm not saying it because I'm, you know, biased. It's just the truth. I'm watching these kids bat. This kid is just ripping it. I mean, his technique is great. He's spraying it all over the field. These guys aren't even paying attention. So then they have him field, and he, you know, it's tough to judge fielding. I mean, nothing got through, but the coaches were completely disinterested. Then a couple of days later, they go, okay, nobody, the only people that made the team were the people that these kids knew from another group called The Edge. And I thought to myself, just a big waste of time. Here, parents are taking off of work and sitting out in this hot 110-degree Arizona sun, and these guys are just not even have a care in the world. So he doesn't make that team. Guess what? Another team run by Larry Fitzgerald, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals, his brother, they said, because my kid had tried out for their team, they said, we love this kid. What does it take for us to get him on the team? So he ends up getting on a team that, quite frankly, I think is going to be a better team. So that's the way life works out. It always works out better. And I'm going to give you an example. When we lost to Obama, we thought the world was over. Supreme Court was going to flip, all these different things. You know what Obama was, what God gave us in his infinite wisdom? He gave us the worst president ever, and that gave us the best president ever. If you'd known that electing Obama was going to lead you to Trump, would you have done it? And you know the results of Trump? I'd do it again. I would be going, you know what? Y'all go on and win. Have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Anyway, again, thank you, Greg, for listening to the program. Do what you can to spread the word. And hey, man, keep up the fight. I'm proud of you for getting a better job closer to home, because that's the way things work. That's how God works. He moves in mysterious ways. And I say the same thing, even though Fox fired me. And I'll be honest, there are times when I want to be on TV because I see somebody arguing a point, and I go, you don't even know what you're talking about. But then again, I go, you know what? It's God's wisdom. You know, what happened to me, there was a reason for it, and I can only believe there's going to be something better. And trust me, my friends, family, oh, Kim, I can't believe it. Even to this day, there are people going, I didn't know they fired you. You know? And then they get all, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Don't worry. I told you guys, I said this before, and I said it again, and I'll tell you because I mean it. I don't care if I ever get back on Fox. Do I see a clip? I don't watch Fox at all. But when I see a clip and I go, man, I could have argued better than that. And as much as I love, you know, watching my friend Bongino and stuff, every time I see a clip of Dan, I'm like, it's the same old, man. I mean, no offense, he's a sharp guy, but there can be over, you can be on there too much to where you're not bringing anything new. And that's what I view them as. There is a lot of media emerging, and I thought I was going to cut a deal with a company, and I didn't. I help them out a little bit, but I just got tired of dealing with them. So, because, you know, they want me to build a network and do it like for slave labor. Well, I'm sorry. I'm a free-range Negro, not a plantation American. So I you're going to pay me. If I'm going to build your network, I'm going to get a piece of it. So didn't do the deal. Talking to other people, I'll be a guest on many other shows, and I guarantee you, you're going to see me. But I don't know where it's going, is what I'm getting at. You know, as I like to say, and I hope you guys understand this, it's all God's plan. If you believe that, you'll be fine. This election, everything that has led up to this moment, is all God's plan. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just telling you the facts. There are things that we don't know, things that we don't understand, and we're going, well, I don't get it. I don't understand why we don't have the idea for it. I don't understand why Hillary Clinton is in prison. I don't understand. Don't worry about it. It's coming. All the things are going to be revealed that we need to understand about what's happening in this political maelstrom that's been created by the Democrats in this deep state swamp that has finally started to drain, and you can see what's in it. And you know what? If you're looking at the swamp the way I'm looking at it and you're seeing what's in it, you know what you're doing? You're standing at the edge of that swamp going, wow, look at all those snakes and rats. That's what you're doing. You're understanding just how under siege we've been for decades. And we are finally at a point where things are changing. And I know it seems like power. Oh, gun control. Guns. Don't worry about that. That's subterfuge for the left, who know they are facing a barrage of serious problems that are about to come up. We talk about it every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on this program, on the Kevin Jackson Show. But it will come to pass. Don't think for one second that, you know, that the chickens of the left are not going to come home to roost. They're coming home to roost. And it's not going to be pretty for them. Anyway, lots to talk about today. Travel warnings. Oh, there's a really funny story. Maybe we'll cover it next segment. And then I found a story about needing more Spanish-speaking therapist that I found interesting, and a really interesting story on millennials. So we got a lot to talk about today. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw this story and all I could think is, Democrats, man, y'all must really think we are stupid. Wow. Democrats are so used to dealing with each other that they think the rest of the world is stupid. These people are idiots. Certifiable idiots. Lunatics. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not just saying Democrats are stupid without proving it. If you listen to my program, I prove it every day. I say it, and then I back it up. They can't handle that. Yeah, they get mad at me, send me nasty grams. I don't care. I know you're listening. That's why I look, tough love. Tough love. Everybody should experience tough love. I can tell you about tough love with me. I used to borrow money from my brother, my oldest brother, when I was in college. You know, needed $25 here, there, here, man. Get it back to you my next paycheck. $25, $50, $100. And then one time I couldn't make my rent. You know, I don't remember what the deal was. Something came up. My car broke down. I was like, man, my car broke. You know, I need $300, whatever. And that was this is a long time ago. And my brother, who had the money, and he'd always bailed me out, and it was no big deal. Well, this one time, he called me over. He says, hey, come over and meet with me this time. I got your money. Come over and meet with me. So I go over to get my money, and didn't know I was going to get a lecture, but he said to me, he says, hey, this is the last time I'm going to loan you money. And I said, why? He said, because you're escalating. And he explained, you know, you used to borrow 20, 30 bucks, pay it back, whatever. Now you're at 300. You're at exponential, more than what you used to borrow. You're escalating. You are not learning fiscal responsibility. So I'm not going to give you any more money. I'm no longer your bank. Best lesson I could have had. Years later, I told this story a couple times on the show, but years later, he needed money because he was going to make a balloon payment on his house or something like that, but he couldn't do it until after the first of the year, but he needed to do it in order to get a tax break or something. So he said to me, could I loan him? It was thousands of dollars. And you know what? I had it. Had he not had that talk with me, I believe in my heart of hearts, I wouldn't have had it, because I was escalating. I was spending money faster than I could make it. I didn't understand the discipline behind saving. And anyway, Democrats have no discipline. They have no understanding of consequences. But so they're stupid, and they can't figure out that we know their game. We understand what they're doing. Two third world crap holes issued a travel warning about the U.S., and they have the Democrats' communist fingerprints all over them. Here's the story. Two countries issued travel warnings to their citizens about the United States following two mass shootings that killed 31 people. Both, here they come, Venezuela and Uruguay warned their residents about violence and hate crimes in the U.S. earlier this week. Uruguay's Office of Foreign Ministry issued an advisory saying citizens should take precaution amid growing indiscriminatory violence, specifically hate crimes, including racism and discrimination when traveling to the U.S. Do I really need to tell you that, okay, what Democrat wrote this travel advisory for the Uruguayans? Hate crimes and discrimination in a country that has every culture? Jeez Louise, they think we're stupid. The alert noted that other factors such as, I love this part, indiscriminate possession of firearms by the population and the impossibility of authorities to prevent these situations were among some of the reasons travelers needed to be particularly wary of high populated areas or events. See, now to me, that is effectively saying, don't go where all them black people are. That is a racist warning. They said avoid areas like Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, listed as part of the 20 of the most dangerous cities in the world, according to CEO World Magazine 2019. So they got Detroit and Baltimore full of blacks and Albuquerque full of Hispanics. They are warning against our minorities, which, for the record, I can't say I disagree with them. The problem is they want to make it sound like this is on Trump's watch. If they were going to be making these warnings, why didn't they make these warnings and say, hey, if you're gay, maybe you shouldn't go to Miami and hang out at Pulse Nightclub. Hey, if you're a student, maybe you shouldn't go to the University of Virginia. Hey, if you're a Christian, maybe you shouldn't hang out in San Bernardino. They didn't do any of those travel warnings under Barack Obama, but they'll do travel warnings under Donald Trump. By the way, hey, don't go to Chicago. Don't go to the top 25 cities in America. Because if you go to any of those cities, you are more likely to be killed than you are in Iraq. Oh, they didn't say that. Venezuelan Foreign Ministry issued the same warning. Yeah, they said, they should postpone travels or exercise caution when traveling as a result of the events in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. The real travel warning should be avoid Democrats. Avoid anybody that calls himself a progressive, a liberal, a leftist, which most of them won't even use liberal or leftist because they're ashamed of it. Or Democrat. Those are the most dangerous people on the planet. They are more dangerous than terrorists in Iraq, in the Middle East. I don't think I'm lying. You take the crime that's committed in the inner cities in America, and it makes some of these war-torn areas look safe. I mean, holy cow, folks, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I don't think I am anyway. Yeah, the main reason they say that the violent acts in the U.S. is inexcusable, indiscriminate possession of firearms by the population encouraged by the federal government. Talk about a statement that gave me a hearty laugh, a good gun-loving American hearty laugh. Here's an interesting factoid. There's no country in the world whose citizens don't clamor to live in America despite our guns. And for all these countries who despise America's guns, they all want to be America. Yeah. I will never defend America's rights, our rights as citizens to have firearms, our love of firearms. I detest people who feel the need to defend us as if defending oneself about having the best weapon possible to defend yourself is something you should be afraid, ashamed of. Kevin, would you, if there's some group of five guys, big old guys with pipes who want to beat you up, what should you do? Well, I'm going to go grab my pistol. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot all five of them center mass. That's what I'm going to do. Are you kidding me? I'm not apologizing for that. I learned to fight because I didn't like getting my butt kicked. I learned to shoot because any potential thug that wants to try to shoot me, I'm going to be a better shot. That's how things work. But I'm not looking for trouble. Look, I've fought with some of the most amazing people on the planet, trained a bunch of them. None of us are looking for trouble. We just know that when trouble comes, we want to be able to handle it. That's the difference. So anyway, Uruguay, Venezuela, where you eat your pets. Sorry, we don't care what you think about us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, I talked the other day about Joe Biden cashing in. Joe Biden is the dumbest politician on the planet. Let me tell you why. First of all, welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com. Joe Biden's dumb. He's smart in one way because he hung around long enough for somebody to finally recognize him to get him up to where he needed to be. But they didn't. What Joe Biden didn't realize is he's the stooge, right? He's the one that somebody goes, like Barack Obama comes and goes, I'm dumb, but I need somebody dumber than I am, so he picks him. So Baby Black Jesus and Sleepy Creepy Joe decide to be president and stuff, and they rode the wave of blackness. Joe rode it as well until he became a presidential contender, and of course now he's getting slapped around. But he's still considered the number one contender for the Democrats, and I hope he makes it. You guys have heard me predict he wouldn't make it because I think they're still going to try to destroy him. But there are powers that be that are bigger than Kevin Jackson and bigger than probably some of the people that are against Joe that want to see the guy that they think can beat Donald Trump, Joe Biden, which is laughable to me. I think it's so funny that yet again the Democrats take what they think is their best candidate and they put him up there, and somebody deep down knows they're not the best candidate. Hillary Clinton, as I said before, the only thing that made Hillary Clinton the best candidate was her paper trail. She was a senator. She worked as Secretary of State. She ran a foundation. She was an ex-First Lady. On paper, she looked great. In reality, she was the worst candidate you could possibly pick. And it's the same with Biden. On paper, he looks good. In reality, he's a train wreck. So bring it. I don't care. That's what you want to do. Bring it in. But here's the deal. Joe Biden, the reason why I say he's a horrible politician is because he didn't know how to cash in. Joe Biden has spent 40-some years in politics. Nancy Pelosi in 2 years tripled her income. Joe Biden, I've looked at his tax returns year after year. He makes no money. But Joe finally got it. He finally got it. The light went on when he went, look at Hillary and Bill Clinton are making all this money and Barack Obama. You know, he's got his foundation. All these people are now filthy rich. They're making lots of money. So Joe decided he would become crooked. Now, keep in mind, Joe has said all along in his political career, he has said, I've got clips of him from the 1970s talking about, if you want to get my attention, you give me money, and yes, you can have a meeting with me. We can talk about different things. Joe Biden has effectively said publicly, this isn't even a close. I can only imagine what the Trump campaign is going to do if he makes it. But Joe Biden has essentially said, look, if you give me enough money, you can come meet with me. You can have my attention. Donald Trump's exactly the opposite. I don't need your money. You want to give me money, that's great, but it doesn't guarantee you attention, right? It doesn't guarantee I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to do what's best for the country. Biden has essentially said, I'm viable. And look at who he hung out with. segregationist, anti-black this, flat, blatant racist. You want to know why Joe Biden hung out with those guys? Because that was where the money was. Joe will go where the money is. That's right. We've talked about Joe Biden's crackhead son, Hunter. And I know people, oh, we should be deferential. Hunter lost his brother. Hunter lost his brother, married his brother's wife. Now, you can imagine what was possibly going on before his brother was even dead, knowing those crazy crackhead Bidens. But Hunter marries his dead, brain-eaten brother's wife. And then he's a crackhead, and then Joe sets it up for Hunter to go and get a big fat deal with Ukraine and China. That's where we are. All right. So, but it's worse. It turns out that Joe Biden has another skeleton in his closet, and it has to be. And it turns out it's his brother. Oh yes, the cheapest man in politics. Seems to be allowing his family members to earn. That's what the mafia calls larceny. So he takes a page out of the Clinton and the Obama's handbook, finally starts cashing in some political chips, or maybe flexing some political muscles. And if even if he's not, his family members are, because a lawsuit got filed in federal court last month that said James Biden, who's got a history of murky financial dealings, and his associates defrauded two Tennessee businessmen, Michael Fry and his business partner, Dr. Mohamed Azam, brought the suit claiming James Biden and his associates promised and failed to line up investors for their rural health care enterprise. Instead, the suit alleges James Biden urged the two men to borrow $10 million from a hedge fund manager involved in a deal, then proceeded to pass the idea off as their own to a conglomerate of Turkish investors. Sounds like something Biden's would do. Look, let me tell you something. You want to see some strange stuff? You get into the elite, the quote, elite's little inner circle, and you'll find things like, oh, well, if Bo dies, I'll marry his wife, you know, or marrying their own sisters. Things like this. I mean, it makes, you remember in Gladiator when, what's his name, seems like he always wants to have his sister sleep with him, Maximus. It makes that look rather calm, rather tame. These people are bizarre. And I'm telling you, Biden is just one of these guys that would say, I could see his brother calling him up saying, hey, Joe, listen, this little bro, you know, I got to deal with these guys. I'm going to take advantage of them. You go ahead. You do it. You let them know the vice president's there. I'll help you. If I need to, I'll get Barack involved. And we'll drop some bombs on them. And whatever. I mean, Biden is that weird. He's that crazy. By the way, before I even get any further, I saw this story. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Have you seen this story? They said Biden didn't know who the people were that got shot. He didn't know where these mass shootings. He was like, yeah, it's terrible. These mass shootings that happened in Michigan, Kalamazoo, and the mass shooting that happened in Biloxi. You know, and they're like, what? The dude is losing it. I saw this story. We'll dig into that and I'll see if I can find out some more about it. But did you hear? I heard this. He couldn't remember. Look, I got a lot to remember. I got a lot going on in my life. But I do know there was a mass shooting in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, even though I've been calling it Daytona on the show. I do know it's Dayton, Ohio. Because it's Dayton, you know, so I was thinking Daytona. You get what I'm saying? But I know where they are. And I know geographically. I'm not a big-time history guy like these Teen Challenge Jeopardy kids, but I do know where Dayton, Ohio is because one of my buddies, Joe the Plumber, lives there. And I know where El Paso is because my uncle lived there. And my brother was stationed there for a while. Anyway, so Biden's family, they're using it's just taking advantage of everybody. According to these documents that were filed with the U.S. District Court, Fry and his wife developed a business model to take over rural hospitals and retrofit them to not only offer traditional hospital care, but also drug addiction and mental health treatment. This is a good cause. Because, let me tell you, in rural America, there is so much meth, There's a lot of meth addicts, and of course, needless to say, there's a lot of opioids. Back in the time of Obama, when all these people were unemployed, they were struggling to make a living, so they relied on drugs and got hooked. And these people are trying to do something good, and James Biden becomes a scoundrel. They said the business was lucrative enough that by 2017, Fry and Azzam were actively pitching it to investors in hospitals across the country. One particular investor was taken to the idea was AmeriCorps Health, who operated rural hospitals. So at the behest of AmeriCorps, Grant White, Fry, and Azzam were urged to pitch their business plan to rural hospitals in Kentucky. It was at one such meeting where they met James Biden, who identified himself as a principal at AmeriCorps. Not long after entering the initial encounter, James Biden introduced him to Michael Lewitt, a hedge fund manager and well-known, quote, credit strategist. Around this time, AmeriCorps made plans to buy this group for the sum of $7 million. Despite the deal, AmeriCorps quickly fell behind on its scheduled payments to Fry and Azzam. It was then that Biden and Lewitt, as detailed in the lawsuit, hatched a plan to oust White, who was one of the partners, and sell AmeriCorps, along with Diverse Medical, to a third company called the Platinum Group. Biden or Lewitt's role within the Platinum Group is unclear. Well, it's clear to me, because, this is all speculation on my part. I'll be honest with you. But I know this. When these guys feel like they have the bully behind them, I'm talking about people like Biden's. When they feel like they have the bully behind them, you better get out of their way. They will steamroll you. If your idea will make them money and or get them into the limelight, they'll do it in a New York minute. Reminds me, I remember this lady, she was a beautiful lady, and she went on Star Search. And somebody had won many, many weeks in a row. If you remember the format of the show, they won many weeks in a row. This woman beat that lady. She won 1 week, and she never came back to the show. And I just remember thinking, wow. I mean, she was just a meek, housewifey-looking lady. Beautiful, though. But she had one show, and then she said, I'm done. Be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, Democrats, why don't you impeach Donald Trump? Why don't you man up? Ooh, I done made some people mad. Gender identified, challenging the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Man up. Democrats, they structured, they worked for almost three years now to set up Donald Trump to throw him out. I mean, not just impeaching, they want him in prison. They can't even get an impeachment. Man up. They've been talking about it for a long time. We need to impeach Donald Trump. And Donald Trump needs to be impeached. And Donald Trump, only way we're going to beat Donald Trump, we got to impeach Donald Trump. Impeach Donald Trump, impeach, impeach, impeach. And they've been leading up to it. I say to the Democrats, impeach him. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You want to see, look, first of all, impeaching has no, it carries no political significance whatsoever, because it isn't like Richard Nixon where he actually did something wrong. It is like Bill Clinton, except they don't seem to care. The Democrats don't seem to care about what Clinton, at least at the time, didn't seem to care. Trump has done nothing. So this will be the first impeachment in the United States, if it were to happen, and it isn't, but if it were to happen, it would be the first impeachment of a president of the United States where an innocent man was impeached. You want to talk about just upending justice? Impeach him. I want to see these clowns impeach him. I want to see these clowns take their lie to the nth degree, and I'm going to tell you why they're not going to impeach him. You listening to me? Because if they do, Donald Trump is going to drop a bomb on them of nuclear proportions. And he's going to say, I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for this moment of impeachment so I could give you the evidence of all the lies and manipulation and how far the Democrats are willing to go to cover their lies. So here's all the proof. Here's everything that I can now give you since they decided they wanted to go nuclear on me. That's right. This is why I'm so anxious to see this impeachment. Because something inside me, by the way, I want to say this up front. I don't have any inside knowledge of this. I got limited access to the Trumps. Haven't talked to the president since he's been president. I've talked to him as a candidate. Haven't talked to him as president. I'm supposed to be getting this meeting set. But anyway, long story short, the reason why the Democrats will not impeach is because Donald Trump, I believe, has the information he needs to say, drop a bomb on him. What are you hearing? Oh, let me answer for you, America. You're not hearing anything. You're not hearing anything about Mueller's report. You're not hearing anything about Mueller's testimony. You're not hearing anything about IG Horowitz's report. You're not hearing anything about the investigation of the Clinton Foundation. You're not hearing anything about the reopening of the Clinton email investigation. You're not hearing anything about all of the evidence that we know we have on Peter Strzok, McCabe, Comey, John Brennan, Jim Clapper, and others, right? You haven't heard a thing. Yeah, that should tell you something. Because Adam Schiff, remember? He had all that evidence. Jerry Nadler, he's been calling people before the committee. He's been subpoenaing more people than every AG in history. To get to what? Impeachment? Let's impeach him. I want to see these leftists impeach Donald Trump. You're running out of runway, Democrats. You've been testing the water for 3 years. Let me tell you, it ain't that cold. Jump in. Because I want to see it. I suspect the moment Donald Trump is impeached by the Democrats, and something tells me Pelosi and the Democrat apparatus, they know it. They're waiting to find out, what does this man have on us? They know. They know what he has. But, you know, it's one of those deals where you ever watch these cop shows where the perp is in there and the cop goes, look, man, so tell us where you were on this night. Oh, man, look, I was with my girlfriend. I went and got something to eat. Went on my girl's house. Yeah, I was with my girl the whole night. Oh, you were with your girl the whole night. And so the cops going, you know, we didn't just randomly pick you, right? And so the perp's going, you know, got to be wondering, well, how do you know I'm involved? And so then the cops will give them a little bit. Well, hey, look, Jamal, we know you were at the park on that night. Oh, y'all know I was at the park. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we know you were at the park. Eyewitnesses put you at the park. The surveillance camera at the park on that day put you at the park. Oh, well, yes, see, I was at the park. Then I went to my girlfriend's. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then the story kind of changes. What they're doing is the Democrats don't know exactly what Trump knows anymore. And you want to know why that is? It's very simple. You know the answer. They no longer control it. See, when they had complete control of it, they could say whatever they wanted to say. And they could back it up. And they could backfill. And they'd say, okay, you're good. You got yours. You get your immunity. You get your get-out-of-jail-free card all along this, all throughout the swamp. The swamp community knew. But they don't control that anymore. So this is why I keep coming back. Impeach him. I want to see the impeachment. A majority of House Democrats, they say, are now calling for an impeachment inquiry. They're putting pressure on Pelosi. California Rep. Salud Carbajal pushed the party past the halfway mark, is what I was told. And here's, I'm reading this. Carbajal, a two-term member from Pelosi's home state, said in the statement that Trump evaded truth, encouraged his staff to lie repeatedly to investigators, and engage in obstruction, adding, that's criminal. Okay, then do something. He says, if anybody else did these things, they would face legal consequences. Really? Like Hillary Clinton? Like James Comey? Like Eric Holder? Like Susan Rice and all the other? Really? You think Trump has gotten away with something by defending himself against lies? Do it. I dare you, Democrats. If you're a brain-dead, moronic Democrat listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I dare you. Call your legislators and tell them, impeach Donald Trump. Because I'm going to tell you what, he's going to open up a can of whoop butt on you that will, you will never, I mean, it will be the end of you. And that's why it's not going to happen. You think Nancy Pelosi, they now have a quorum, okay? They have enough people to want to impeach Trump. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is so magnanimous? She likes Trump so much, she's like, you know, look, he's a nice guy. Let's not impeach him. I mean, I know there's a call for impeachment. Al Green, Congressman Al Green, let's stay together on impeachment. Loving you, weather. Anyway, Al Green said the only way we defeat Donald Trump is impeachment. There are at least five congressmen that have made that comment, and they are exactly right. The only way they can defeat Donald Trump is to impeach him and have the public believe that he needs to be impeached. And so, knowing that is the backdrop, you now have a quorum, Nancy Pelosi. I ask you, why don't you impeach him? And I'm talking to my audience now. Why do you think it is? Because I don't have an answer. I only have a guess. And my guess is, the moment it occurs, Donald Trump is going to say, been waiting on this. Boom, here you go. Here's the information. Now, leads me to another thing. Why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't Trump right now say, you know what, here's all the evidence. Now, I mentioned this the other day. I don't know. I don't care about the politics of corruption. You don't need to wait until the appropriate time for polling to make yourself look good. I think whenever we discover the stuff that's happening with the Democrats, we should be telling people about it right now. There's no time, you know, for, oh, let's do it, you know, 16 weeks out from the election. That'll win it. Tell us now. I don't know why Trump isn't doing it. I believe in my heart of hearts that AG Barr is already, with everything that's lined up with the IG report and everything else, I think AG Barr is now onto the right path. They've interviewed Christopher Steele and so on. The Democrats are headed for destruction. Are they just really trying to be very succinct in how they put it all together, meticulous, I should say, in putting it all together? I don't know. I suspect they are. But what I will say is, I want to see it. Come on, Democrats, grow up here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.